Fun to move on to round two. News Radio. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on April the 29th, last working day for most people in the month of April, except, you know, some government workers are off today, I think. And we've only got two more working days till Monday. So
is that because of furloughs?
Yeah, because of furloughs.
I mean, Did they start already?
I don't know. Furloughs have been going on for a year or so. They've been furloughing.
Hello?
Yeah, they depends on where you go to. I mean, if you're furloughed. A lot of times DMV furloughs, and I think fish and game furloughs, different times. Anyway, it looks like it's going to be a great day today. We're joined today by Just Bob instead of Bad Bob. Hello, Just Bob.
Did Bad Bob get furloughed?
Yeah, we furloughed Bad Bob today.
Hey, thanks for, you know, doing the news.
Oh,
yeah,
my pleasure.
You know, really, it's not, people don't seem to realize, you know, to have the dedication to be able to come, get up early in the morning and go through what's going on in the news. And I know today is really a historical day with the royal wedding. And you made a funny joke that it was... there's the Kate and the Prince getting married, and a president resigned.
That's about the priority this morning on the news coverage, yes.
Tongue in cheek. But anyway, thank you for your dedication on that. Anyhow, we got up this morning. We taped the entire event, so I fast-forwarded, of course. What did I want to see? The dress and, you know, see the charming part of it. So, hey, this morning, for those of you that are up and bright and early this morning, the first hour here on KCNR, we have a bunch of ticket giveaways. I'm starting off the top of the morning with tickets to the Veterans Advocate of the Year Banquet, which is Saturday night. I have four tickets I need to give to you today. So I'm going to take the first two callers at 605-4567. That's a nice dinner that's going to be honoring several of our veterans, and it's the Advocate of the Year Banquet, which will be held at the Veterans Hall here for tomorrow night. It's 5:30 p.m., and these are really nice tickets.
$15 tickets. Includes dinner, and they're going to have some entertainment. But these are yours if you just give us a call, 605-4567.
All right.
And we're going to keep giving those away all through the day.
Today we're going to have a beautiful day with 69 and sunny. Tonight will be a beautiful, clear evening with our temperatures dropping to about 44 degrees. Saturday it looks like 75 if you've been thinking about, you know, planting. There's so much going on. Again, we have a triple tracked, a triple stacked, and all weekend long. But if you want to plant, here's the time. Saturday, 75, and Saturday night's going to be low, around 45. And it looks like the forecast throughout the weekend is going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Doggy park time to get out your skates, to get out your bike.
Well, it's always brought to you by
Ensemble Vineyards, and also on
having music Saturday.
The evening of the 30th out at Ensemble Vineyards. We have Lou White and Pat Karch and the band. They'll be out in Ensemble's at 474-5546. 474-5546 reservations for the music room. They sell out. Get your reservations ASAP.
Okay, today we're going to take a break here in a minute, but today our guests are going to be included. Congressman Wally Herger is going to be on around 8 o'clock. We're going to have Order of the Purple Heart. We're going to have probably a couple surprises that roll through here, but we also want to talk about what's happening in the states here with those terrible tornadoes and the storms back on the East Coast. We want to talk about what's happening with Syria. And, you know, we mentioned this yesterday about the Democrats. What a great idea this is hey, if the Republicans aren't going to play, let's just maybe start cutting services, government services, to the districts of the Republicans. And that just caused all types of consternation, of course, in the blogs. But then you think about this. Well, what kind of services can they cut that would, you know, that we would enjoy? We would welcome some services, perhaps. We want to talk just a little bit about the wedding. We want to talk about that Haggard concert coming up, and there's a couple of columns you probably didn't take a look at. This is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:10 on April the 29th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
MD Imaging has been there on numerous occasions for all three of my kids. The care that I've received at MD Imaging has always been wonderful. They treated my family and I very respectfully. They took a lot of worry out of situations we've been in. I had an appointment in particular with one of my kids where he had to have a procedure that I could not be with him. And they were very accommodating and put my mind at ease and let me actually be in an area where they let me watch the procedure so that I could know he was okay. And they explain the situation, they explain exactly what they're going to do, what you have to go through. As a mom, that was a big deal because it was a scary situation.
Celebrating 60 years of service, MD Imaging brings together technology and compassion to gain life-saving knowledge about your health.
Thank you for being there for my family.
MD Imaging. Trust.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at safelight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how Safe Light emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is Friday. Beat that drum. April the 29th, 7:13 in the morning. In the bot.
Currently 42 degrees. Today we're going to have a high in the temperatures of sunny and 69. Yeah, tonight clear with a low of 44. Dig it, Friday. It is Friday, and we've got tickets, and I'm telling you, you want to be listening in here because at 7:45 we're going to be hearing from one of the cast members from Cats and giving away two tickets to that Broadway performance coming to Reading Wednesday. We also have tickets for The Music Man, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Coat Dreams, the Veterans Dinner of the Year, and we want you to know that the portion of this show is brought to you by the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. You know where to go, Advantage Eye Care with Dr. Joseph Leia. They have an on-site lab. They are very friendly to all insurances, contact lenses for specialty fits with high definition, and glasses for the whole family. Don't want to miss getting your eyes checked, folks. It's something that we recently have been going through, and it's really imperative that you keep your eyes healthy.
With Dr. Laya, in fact.
Advantage Eye Care, Hartnell Avenue.
Dr. Lai is also recommended by several other professionals that we know of. He believes in different ways of treating, including vitamins and natural. The South has been hit by a spate of tornadoes that they have not ever seen before. They've killed almost 300 people in six states. Georgia, Alabama, all these places have been hit by these terrible, terrible tornadoes. And it's bad enough that they're hitting a tornado, you know, that tornadoes are coming through there and just, but the homelessness and people being pushed out of their, you know, out of their houses, their neighborhoods just gone. If you've had the opportunity, and it's a sad opportunity to see where it has hit there in down in the South with all of these tornadoes, that you look and you see these people being forced out of their homes and all that. Now, you know, again, and I'm not just beating this drum over and over again, but are you prepared for an emergency? You know, we don't sell anything about this, of course, but are you prepared for an emergency if something happened and forced you out of your home for a week or you know, 72 hours, 96 hours, you know, something that would force you out of your home? Are you ready? Are you prepared with that bag? Are you prepared with your papers, those papers that a tornado could come through or a flood and just completely destroy all that? And, you know, that the way to do that is just, you know, a simple preparation. It won't take you longer than a couple of hours to get yourself ready for that. But anyway, it's horrible, horrible tornadoes. You know, please, please be prepared in case we have something like that. I don't expect a tornado to sit down, but then nobody expects a tornado to sit down in your neighborhood. Now, let's go to Syria. As you know, the fight in Libya goes on. And one of the problems with the fight in Libya is that Gaddafi's been fighting for 40 years. He's tenacious. He's like a tick that gets into a fat puppy. It's hard to get him out of there. And he's using all types of tactics. Not only that, but his army has held together for the most part. They have learned to camouflage their techniques and their weapons. Yes, they move in among the civilians. And so what we're getting is that NATO's trying to run this. NATO just doesn't pack the punch. They never have. It's always been the U.S. that's had the lead and give the predominance of the forces and the combat forces. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it's been since NATO started. Now we want NATO to run this thing. Well, they're not doing a great job. And so what you have is people are trying to put pressure on them in different ways. It's not working. So, but now at the same time, you have Syria, which is coming apart. Syria is killing hundreds of their people. They're fighting. They're fighting in the streets. They're fighting in the cities. They're fighting out in the countryside. Army units are fighting with each other to protect the civilians. And yet we're seeing nothing about that. The only thing that I've seen, okay, we're going to give some sanctions to the government of Syria. But the worst thing that's happened so far is that the Syrian ambassador was disinvited from the royal wedding. That's the worst thing that's happened so far that I can see. Meanwhile, the government of Syria has done a number of incidents that have caused killings of many, many of their people. It's caused distress in the Palestinian countries. In Lebanon, they have assassinated, they have drawn exact lineages to the assassinations of some of the Lebanese leadership. And this is Syria, yet we don't see anything going on with that. Hey, we're going to have to take a quick break here. This is Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The Bowl of the Sea. Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. His single-deck blackjack hand-pitched Moyer style, three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie-gal poker. Better yet, the notorious $500 blackjack races are back. Plus, new to the pit, one of the oldest and most popular casino games, Mini Baccarat.
Wind River Casino is the place to be for your Cinco de Mayo celebration. Thursday, May 5th, listen to the live mariachi band, the Mariachi Santa Maria Trio, under a palapas. And watch as the newly renovated Elements Patio transforms into a little piece of the Mexican Riviera. Enjoy a delicious Mexican buffet, $7.95, $2 Coronas, $3 Margaritas on the Rocks, party favors and fun. Festivities begin at 5 p.m. Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle home. Call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:22 in the morning, April the 29th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. My apologies, my friends, in that last segment. I was in the middle of talking about something, and I was completely distracted, which is why I repeat things three times in a row, and I'm trying to figure out where I was at that time. But my apologies, that won't ever happen again. There'll be blood on the floor here. Something that was interesting that I heard in the news today is that Governor Jerry Brown is letting convicted killers leave prison on parole at a far higher rate than the previous governors, only rarely using his power to block decisions of the parole board. You know, I thought about that. I thought, well, that's kind of strange. You know, he's let 106 of 130 convicted killers' parole releases stand, about 82%, according to Brown's office. Now, Schwarzenegger let stand only about 27% of the parole decisions, while Gray Davis let only 9 of 374 paroled killers out of prison. And you think about it, well, you know, hey, if you're going to kill somebody, you're going to stay in prison. And I assume that these are ones that were, you know, somewhat serious when they were killing. But now it turns out is that hundreds of these cases were coming back when governors and the parole boards were being sued. You know, the parole board said to turn me loose, and now the governor won't do it, so now I'm suing you to turn me loose. And so they're saying here is that parole cannot be based solely on the gravity of a prisoner's crime, but requires some evidence that he or she remains dangerous. So I guess they go out and shoot four people, they kill them, and then, you know, 20 years later they say, well, you know what, those really are the only four people that person didn't like, and they're safe. I don't know if that's how they do it. Okay, the last thing here we have before we start getting into our guest is Linda. Are we talking? Are we going to talk about the Hagrid concert and what's going on there?
Sure. Wednesday night or Thursday night in Red Bluff, we have Merle Haggard. This is exciting. You know that we were approached by people who are promoting the concert Thursday night, and the State Theater in Red Bluff. It's very much like what we went through with the restoration project here with the Cascade. Well, they're doing the same thing with the theater in Red Bluff. And 12 years ago, it was really in a bad place, financially troubled. It was facing demolition. And so Merle Haggard's going to be doing a concert there where the funds are going to be going towards the restoration as well. And Tom Hanks, who spent his childhood and his mother in Red Bluff, has donated The Doors. He's also sending a film, and there's going to be that along with some surprises that will be there on Thursday night. Now, the couple who put this together is Tina St. James and Edward Tompkins. They're both with the Village Maps of America. You know, when you go and you maybe go into a business and you see these wonderfully, you know, like a cartoon map, and then it shows, you know, pop-ups of different businesses. Well, they represent the North State on that, and they put together this concert, and it's really exciting to see that, of course, this Kennedy Center honoree and our very own Merle Haggard is going to be there Thursday night. Now, tickets are for sale at Tobacco and Brew, as well as Enjoy magazine. So Monday, Enjoy will be on. But all you have to do is walk in the store and find out. I think there's still tickets left. But it is a fundraising event, and there's going to be a silent auction beforehand and auction items. And plus, you know, it's just a great way to support your community. And that's really one of the wonderful things that Merle Haggard does. This has been something like a chunk out of his heart that he's giving to the community as well for this very beautiful event.
Hey, we're working hard to see if we can't get the Hag on for an interview someday.
Any kind of interview before that. Would be great.
Yeah, so. If we can get him taped, or we can just get him to call in. We're trying that. We've been given the name and the number of people to call, and they said that there may be an interest here. Who knows?
So May 5th, that's Thursday night. Now, at 7:45, you're going to want to be listening as well, because we're going to be talking to a cast member from Cats and giving away tickets. But before that, we're going to have to take a break, go to Fox News, and then we're going to be coming back with Purple Heart Bill Phelan talking about what's going on with the golf tournament and just find out what's going on with the Purple Heart, Order of the Purple Heart.
That's right. You know, last night we DVR'd 7 hours. 7 hours of a wedding. Of people in another country of royalty that personally, I mean, the fact that, you know, they're military people and, you know, the king and queen of England, all that, really I have little interest in. Yet it seems that millions and millions and millions of people throughout the world do. And you were watching it this morning. So, I mean, what did you think about it?
Well, the pomp and circumstance is always something wonderful. It's traditional, and they've done it. You know, it's like they've polished up the old crusty, you know, monarchy, and they've brought some new blood, some new freshness into it. And we all know in our generation, we saw Diana and Prince Charles get married, and then how tragically she died, and to watch the children. Her children and how gracious they've been. We've watched them, you know, get into trouble and party but they were so dignified at this event. It's really interesting to watch the hats, I have to admit. And then I guess if you're going to be in Westminster Abbey, you must be long sleeve clothed. Women must wear hats, and there's a certain attire for men, and that's it's long tails and something.
At least for the weddings, but. Yeah, but everybody was dressed like that. It was, and to watch the pomp and circumstance when the two brothers came out dressed in their military uniforms, and of course Kate Middleton, and she is quite a beautiful woman.
And Army, their Army uniforms. They said usually, typically, it's the highest ranking, I guess, in Britain is would be naval for some reason. But they're at war, so that was very interesting for them to be dressed that way, according to the experts.
Yeah, well, it is. Okay, we're going to be taking a break here in about 30 seconds. But, you know, I guess the last thing on that is it's such a huge, huge ceremony. And it seems that, you know, that the couple are taking it in stride. That they were kind of, you know, that they were not, like, completely nervous and all that. I usually don't talk about royal weddings, but this one was seemed a little bit different. We got to take a break here for the news. This is KCNR 1460 and Carl and Linda Bott. And this is Free Fire Radio. Join us on the other side, and we'll have Military Order of the Purple Heart and Cats.
From the Fox Business Network, a fairly quiet start on Wall Street despite a round of positive earnings reports from the likes of Caterpillar and Merck. The blue chips just past 10 a.m. Eastern are up 22 points, near 12,800. Personal income and spending rising more than expected in March, spending up for a ninth straight month. It was up 0.6%. Those gains, though, due mostly to higher food and gasoline prices. Personal income's rising 0.5% last month. And shares of Research in Motion taking a big hit a day after sharply lowering its forecasts for the current quarter. RIM citing weaker than expected sales of its BlackBerry smartphone devices, provoking at least five brokers to downgrade the stock. Now, the company expects to make up for this in the second half of this year because it will introduce a new line of touchscreen BlackBerries next week. Research in Motion hopes those new phones will help gain back some ground it has lost to Apple's iPhones and Google's Android phones. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we're your local Carrier heating and cooling experts, ready to install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. Right now, with federal tax credits, local utility rebates, and manufacturer rebates, your total savings could add up to $3,400. Call Timberline now for a complete, honest estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your family? Give Timberline a call for a price on a complete duct cleaning, keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air through your entire home or office. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, and we have the best warranty. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222. Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Waterworks Park.
You can count on it.
Summertime in Reading is hot.
It's not too early to think about cool places to hang out, and the coolest place in Reading is Waterworks Park.
Early Bird Waterworks Park season passes are on sale now. Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and 50% off the special event prices.
Purchase your annual season pass now for only $44.95 and save $10 off the regular season pass price.
That comes out to less than 42 cents a day for a full summer of wet and wild summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Get wet. Get away, there's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Order your early bird season pass now at great preseason savings.
Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park to order in person.
Waterworks Park ready!
And you'll have fun, fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on Free Fire Radio. Oh, someone just took their headphones and banged the microphone. It's live radio, folks, right here on Friday, and we are going live to the phone. Not only in the studio do we have Bill Phelan, Order of the Purple Heart, talking about some fundraising things that are coming up, we've got Amy Palko on line one. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, you guys.
Welcome, and we also understand not only are you going to give us fitness tip, but you're going to be out there for the Order of Purple Heart the golf tournament.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be out there working with Bill and helping him out and selling those raffle tickets, and it'll be a great day. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let's go with your quick tip of the week, and then we can go on to the information about the golf tournament.
Sounds great. All right, well, I just wanted to mention some foods that sound healthy, but you have to be very careful about eating them because they can be sneaky fat foods. So, for instance, dried fruit is a great snack to eat. It's sweet, you get the fiber from it, but you got to be careful of the amount. I mean, think about grapes. A cup of grapes is about 60 calories, but you can only have about 2 tablespoons of raisins to equal that. If you had a cup of raisins, you'd be looking at, I don't know, probably a couple hundred calories, okay? So remember, if you're going to do dried fruit, that's fine for a snack, but eat it in smaller portions because it's really more concentrated, so you have a lot more concentrated sugars in there too. Granola. Granola is a tricky one. A lot of times people will say healthy granola, but you got to be careful because it does have lots of nuts and oats and good fiber, but a lot of times they'll put a lot of sugar and a lot of oils in the granola too. So you got to be very careful. You're best off to make your own, finding a good, healthy recipe. Bran muffins. Okay, now we know that bran's good, but you got to be careful because a big bran muffin can still carry a lot of calories. Again, you got to think about the size of it, and you got to think about the fact that they probably put oil or butter in there to make it nice and moist. So again, be very careful about the portion of the bran muffin that you're having. Bagels. Bagels are yummy, but there's no argument about that. But one whole bagel is like 4 pieces of bread. So, you got to be careful. Have half a bagel and make sure you try to get a good hearty bagel, pumpernickel, whole wheat, because that's going to slow down the rate that it absorbs at. So it's going to be a slower absorption rate or lower glycemic food. Half and half. Okay, so maybe a little bit at a time isn't so big, but if you're doing several coffees a day, and you're having a little bit of half and half at a time, that can really add up, and you can kind of think you're putting like a pat of butter in your coffee each time. So try using stuff like low-fat milk here and there. And we'll throw trail mix in there, too. Trail mix is another great snack, but again, a 1/4 cup or 3 tablespoons is a serving. And it's really easy for people to put that trail mix in front of them and just keep going after it. So some of these healthy snacks you have to be careful of because too much is going to be a fattening item instead of a healthy food snack.
Well, thanks for the fitness tip, Amy. We love it. Friday, you always give us food for thought. And, again, we're talking to Amy Palko from Adamson's Peak Performance. And, as usual, you always give us a really informative information. Moving along. Thank you, Amy.
And, you bet, guys. Bye, Bill.
Have a fabulous weekend. And
now we've got our favorite Marine gunnery sergeant, who's really was a first sergeant, Bill Phelan, and who is with the Military Order of the Purple Heart. And we are pushing golf here today.
We are indeed, Colonel. Thank you very much for this opportunity. It's always so generous of you and your lovely bride to do everything you can to benefit the veterans community, and we are much, much appreciative. Our tournament is, in fact, coming up on Saturday the 7th. We still have room for golfers. If somebody wanted to play, and it's not necessary that they give me a check, because they can pay when they show up at the golf course. But I would need a heads up. We order collared golf shirts for all the players. They get a collared golf shirt with a Purple Heart logo, and we need sizes. And what is particularly critical is if they are like 2X or 3X. We have to pay extra for those, and so obviously we have to pre-order them. So if you're thinking about playing, you haven't mailed your check in yet, give me a call and at least let me know. So we'd hate for you to show up, pay your money, and not get a shirt.
Well, okay. And you know what? You all put on a great, great tournament, and the food afterwards, it's super. And you got great-looking girls out there selling raffle tickets, like Amy.
I just heard Amy. God bless her. She used to help me years ago, and then I sort of lost track of her. And then through you folks, through listening to your show, I found out where she was, and I went by there, and she graciously accepted my invitation. She does a marvelous job, and we're delighted to have connect with her again.
I don't know if anybody sold as many tickets though as Linda and Patty that one weekend. You two were scandalous. Scandalous.
That's the name of the game.
But my gosh, did you sell raffle tickets?
We had a great time. That was fabulous. It was always an honor, and of course, you know, Casey and I, we're going to sponsor a hole, and Carl is going to try his best to get out there to play some rounds of golf with y'all.
Well, we really appreciate it. And I tell you, you ladies did. You set a pretty high bar. But we've been extremely fortunate. One thing about this community that you have to just love is the fact that when you say veterans and their families, Shasta County residents are the most generous people in the world. And God bless them. They really support us and they support them.
Yeah.
And I think everybody knows exactly what we do for the veterans and their families.
Well, that's what we need to talk about, you know, Gunny, is where's the money going to? Every year when you have a tournament, I mean, you all have done some great things. Where's the money going?
Well, I'd like to say, first of all, that we pay for our own gas. We buy our own food. There's no salaries in the Purple Heart. Every nickel we get goes back. The only non-veteran thing we do, Colonel, is we give $4,000 scholarships to the local high schools every year, but we require every entrant writes a minimum 200-word essay on patriotism or what America means to me, freedom. And then the second thing is we're sort of work closely with our local National Guard because we try to keep the money locally, and we got people deployed, and they got families here in Reading, and when they need assistance, they call us, and we're right there. Right. And also, we've put over $80,000 into our veterans clinic on Bocelli in the last 7 or 8 years.
Y'all have done a lot of great things, you know, guns. How do they get tickets again? Who do they call?
They can call me, or they can call Jeff Thomason out at the golf course. I don't have a flyer in front of me, but my cell is 530-339-5449. And like I said, even if I don't get a check in time, if you tell me you're going to play, let me have your shirt size, and we'll make sure you're not disappointed.
And if you can't remember that, just go Military Order of the Purple Heart and look that up. And where's the tournament going to be?
It's going to be at Gold Hills. It's Saturday the 7th, a 1 o'clock shotgun. And then after that, after the event, we're going to have our dinner.
Okay. And, you know, it's going to be a good time. It always has been. Hey, Gunny, thanks a lot for coming in today.
Hey, God bless you folks. Thank you so much for the help. And just Semper Fi, Colonel. God bless.
Semper Fi. Okay, thanks, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to try and have Cats, member of the cast, on. This is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
Customers react to your direct mail with indifference, if at all. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort. Direct mail has been and will continue to be an effective tool to drive sales, currently at $556 billion. There is a program to follow to get results in direct mail. 1. Decide who your absolute perfect customer is and talk just to that person. 2. Give everyone you mail to a reason to do business with you, now, instead of your competition. 3. Design your mail piece, keeping United States Postal Service requirements in the mix. 4. Track your results. Talk to your customers as they respond and adjust your campaign for the next crucial step. Then repeat. We all have busy lives and need to be reminded. A program is just that, a program, and it must be repeated to maintain or build recognition with your customers. NorCal Presort knows how to save you time and money with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial or call 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle an addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
America's favorite family musical, Cats, is coming to your hometown.
If you offer me a pheasant, I'd rather have grouse.
It's the original magical musical.
Oh, well, I never was there ever. The cat's so clever, has magical wisdom, Mustafa Lee.
It's a memory to last nine lifetimes. There's no better way to introduce your family to the wonders of live theater than with the magic, the mystery, the memory of Cats. See it live on stage, then take the memory home forever with the Universal Studios home video.
One night only, this Wednesday, May 4th, at the Reading Convention Center. Tickets on sale now.
Cats, take your family now. They'll remember it forever.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460 Chatters. You are going to chat KCNR1460.com. It's currently 46 degrees here on this beautiful day in the North State, 7:46 in the morning. And you just heard the commercial from Cats. We are so pleased to have on the phone right now Tori Trowbridge, one of the cast members from the Broadway production Cats that's coming to the Convention Center on Wednesday, May 4th. Welcome to the program, Tori.
Hello. It's so great to be here.
All right. So I understand that you attended the Conservatory of Performing Arts in Pittsburgh for musical theater.
I did.
Well, tell us, you know, so many of us are rallied around our televisions and computers watching American Idol and how people blossom with their careers. When did you know that you wanted to be a performer?
Well, I started really young when I was about 4 years old when I just waddled into a dance class with a friend and ended up staying. And my parents were very adamant about taking me to live theater, and every show that I saw live with people on stage singing and dancing, it grew every time. And I actually saw Cats when I was about 10 years old with my mother, and definitely one of the times when I knew that I wanted to be a performer.
So you, what does it feel like to be in the production of Cats?
It's a ride. It's a fun ride. It's a show that really doesn't get old, especially it's a classic, it's timeless, and for me, being a swing, playing five different characters is just an honor and a thrill. Every time I go on stage, it's something new and something different, and everybody in the cast is so supportive, and so talented, so it's hard not to get intimidated, but it's such a great experience being on stage every time I have a chance to.
So if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Tori Trowbridge, right? Trowbridge, who is, when they say swing, I mean, when people say, I want for you to share with our audience again, that when you say a swing, that is harder than just having one role. Because you, at any time, if somebody's sick or breaks a leg or something happens, you have to step in and all of a sudden become that character. Let's say you're shopping at five, and somebody, they call you and say, Tori, we need you to play, you know, blah, blah, blah tonight. Isn't that what it's like?
Yes, exactly. And I think I have some gray hairs on my head because of it. It's definitely, your stress level's a lot higher. Towards the beginning of the tour, I had, you know, there's a lot of pressure and stress to learn all the roles. But once you get into it, you just, it becomes in your body and you memorize it, and it's at the drop of a hat, and it's just unexpected and spontaneous, and I guess that's just the fun of it. You have to just learn that that's the fun of being a swing, that you'll be on stage at any moment.
Well, we are really excited about the Broadway performance coming here to Reading on Wednesday night. And, Tori, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to meeting you. In fact, we've been really lucky with the Jam Theatricals giving us tickets so that we can give them away here. And this is really kind of a last-minute huge surprise for us. We're really excited and to be able to hear from one of the cast members from Cats. Thank you, Tori, so much. We'll see you Wednesday night, and I'll be the one, like, raising my hands in the air going, hi, I'm the one that was on the radio, and I want to meet you. So we'll see you Wednesday night here in Redding, California. Thanks, Tori.
Thank you so much, Linda.
All right. There you go, guys. 605-4567. The first caller is going to get two tickets, and these are really good seats. Two tickets to see Cats, the Broadway performance coming to Reading May 4th. 605-4567. We're taking your calls, and this is really exciting news.
Got to take a break. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Even with gold tripling over the last 6 years and silver's recent doubling, there are still skeptics who will say, you can't eat gold and silver. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, fair enough. That's why in addition to buying and selling gold and silver, we also offer emergency food packs from Food for Health. These stackable pails with a 20-year shelf life contain a full menu of 200 vitamin-fortified adult servings. The best part is that for less than 50 cents per serving, you can get this food cheaper at the Patriot than you can directly from Food for Health. And that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your old gold and silver jewelry for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, Tuesday through Saturday at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to Round Table Pizza, and get peace of mind today for less.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:54 in the morning, April the 29th. Carl and Linda Bond. We've just been kind of a weird hour, first hour. You know, sometimes, you know, you ever have those days? Maybe it's because it's a Friday and it's the last day of April and May's getting ready to start and I'm thinking about Cinco de Mayo. But, you know, it's just some days it just ain't working. Some days it does. Some days it works perfectly. Some days it's just like, gosh, it's a struggle. I keep going no matter what I'm doing. It's just, you know, things just keep happening like this. Well, at 8 o'clock, we're going to have in our next segment, Congressman Herger is going to join us, and we're going to be talking about what's going on. He got in for like about 40 minutes. Talk about what's going on back there. You know, I promise one thing. I will not ask anything about birthers. I will not ask anything if it has to do with birth certificates or anything. Yes, I know it is still going on. One of my friends, I said, okay, look, of course, he's into chemtrails and being probed by aliens when he's taken up in those too. Okay, he isn't into that. But he is into the part where there's, you know, chemtrails, there's government conspiracies, there's everything. He says, oh, that's not enough. It didn't have a raised something on the birth certificate. I said, truly, truly, my friend, do you actually believe that the Clintons, who have millions of dollars and play as dirty as anybody in politics, actually couldn't find out that he wasn't born in the United States? And you don't think they wouldn't have played that Trump card, pardon the pun, on President or on Barack Obama, the candidate, if they could have? That there isn't enough money to open up every state office and every safe in Hawaii? Trust me, I lived there for 3 years. You know, could they have done that if it was not, you know, if he had not been born here? I'm not getting into this thing. I mean, it's the fact is that, again, and I said this the first day, and I see other people have jumped on this bandwagon. It's, why even concern yourselves about that? Let's go back to, here we go, healthcare plan, the economy, unemployment, the cost of gas. And let me tell you something. The cost of gas is artificial. It doesn't have to be like that. And if you want to talk about a tax that hurts the common man, there you go. That is it. When gas goes up to that $4.50, $4.75, diesel's up to way over $5, who do you think gets hurt by that when they start bringing food and just necessities in? Yep, that's right. That's the common man. Those are not your rich people being those that make over $250,000 a year, which I frankly find that kind of strange. To me, $250,000 a year, depending where you live, maybe doesn't make you a rich person. Now, would I take that up and ready? Oh, yeah. You know, that's fine. But bottom line is that you get away from the periphery. Keep concentrating on the Patriot Act. We're in three wars, and now Syria's acting up. Now, what are we going to go into Syria? Nothing's been said, but Syria is doing a lot more than Libya was. We've got wars in Afghanistan. We've got wars in Iraq that we're trying to wind down, and then Libya. The only good thing I can tell you about these is that Marine Lieutenant General John Allen is now taking over the command of all U.S. forces in Afghanistan. As I wrote in a blog on Reading.com for on the Record Searchlight, is that Allen's taking over from General David Petraeus, and Petraeus is going to come back and take over he's going to take over the CIA. The CIA guy, Panetta, is going to take over from Gates at Department of Defense. Now, you know, it's the same kind of group of people there. Now, that's fine, I guess, if everything's working. But if there's something that isn't working, now you still got the same group of people. Just something to think about. It seems like there might be other people out there. But anyway, John Allen. I know John Allen. I've known him since 1983. He's a good man. He is a caring kind of guy. He's a Marine general. He's a tough guy. But he believes if he's going to, you know, he believes in executing the mission. He believes in mission success, but he also believes in taking care of his people. So I would say it's your sons and daughters and fathers and husbands are in good hands. And he takes over there. He's been nominated, if confirmed, which he should be. He'll be going over to Afghanistan somewhere in the next 120 days. So, okay.
Okay, before we take our 8 o'clock break quickly, congratulations, Cindy. You won the tickets for CATS. We had several calls. I will say again, Tuesday we're going to give away our last set. But I'm holding in my hands tickets for the May 12th performance of The Music Man. We'll take your calls in the next 5 minutes, the first caller for that. That's May 12th, the 7 o'clock show for Shasta High's Music Man. And I also have the Kids Unlimited tickets for tonight at Kidders Hall, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. So your calls at the break, I'll be in the other room taking those, whatever tickets you guys want, 605-4567.
Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's hard not to do this. In the South, lives lost and shattered by tornadoes.
We got a lot of rebuilding to do and a lot of grieving.
Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, people are still missing. At least 310 confirmed dead in 6 states, most of them in Alabama.
We have utter destruction. We have neighborhoods that have basically been removed from the map.
Tuscaloosa Mayor Walter Maddox. The president is about to get a look at that destruction. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Yes, President Obama just arrived in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where he will tour the areas of devastation for himself after tornadoes and severe weather tore through half a dozen southern states. The president signed a major disaster declaration last night to make more federal aid available in Alabama, and yesterday he promised the federal government will do everything it can to help all of these states recover. Dave,
Mike, holy and royal matrimony.
I pronounce that they be man and wife together.
And then the crowd roared for Prince William and his new bride, Kate, now the Duchess of Cambridge. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live outside London's Buckingham Palace.
Dave, the royal carriage with cherry-colored interior and pulled by four white horses winds through central London to Buckingham Palace. On the balcony, a short kiss, cheers, and a giggle by the new Duchess of Cambridge. Then a few minutes later, a second kiss. The couple has just made their way to Prince Charles House, the Duke of Cambridge driving his new bride there with his search and rescue helicopter buddies flying overhead. Dave?
Jennifer, two big court rulings today. First, the Army Corps of Engineers given the green light to intentionally break a levee along the Mississippi River in Missouri to spare flood-threatened Cairo, Illinois. Missouri officials tried to block that, saying it would ruin farms and damage 100 homes in their state. The other decision from an appeals court overturns the ruling blocking taxpayer funding for embryonic stem cell research. A judge had previously said such use of human embryos violated the law. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes, because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button. Now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method, but only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
U.S. troops are making more headway in Afghanistan. In a new update on the war just released in Washington, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
Dave, the semiannual report to Congress says the U.S. and allies have made tangible progress, but warned security gains are fragile and reversible. It's the first assessment since some 30,000 U.S. combat troops were sent to the battlefield late last year, and comes as military leaders that must decide on a pace and size of withdrawal from Afghanistan as soon as July. The Pentagon report lays out challenges ahead, including a lack of military trainers and slow political developments, and warns of intensified fighting with Taliban insurgency in the months ahead, Dave.
Jared, it's a day of rage. In Syria, anti-government protesters again out in the streets in Daraa calling for President Assad to step down, and again security forces fired on them. That crackdown on protests has reportedly killed 450 people, prompting the White House to threaten Syria with sanctions. In Rome, they're taking another step toward making the late Pope John Paul II a saint.
Pope John Paul II's casket was taken out of the ground and placed in front of the tomb of the first Pope, St. Peter, this morning. It will remain there until Sunday, when it moves upstairs to the main floor of St. Peter's Basilica. There the faithful will be able to venerate Blessed John Paul, following the ceremony known as a beatification. In Vatican City, Greg Burke, Fox News Radio.
It's T-minus 4 hours, 43 minutes, till the second-to-last space shuttle launch ever. Hundreds of thousands will be there, including the president.
President Obama is bringing the First Lady and their daughters to watch Endeavor's launch, and Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, still in the midst of recovering from the gunshot to her head, is expected to watch. She's not just a congresswoman, she's NASA family. Her husband is Endeavor Commander Mark Kelly.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. On Wall Street, the Dow up 45 points. The price of oil creeping a little higher, over $113 a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 8:05 on April the 29th. We're running out of April. Carl and Linda Bott. Looks like it's going to be a good morning. It's about 46 degrees. Weather looks like it's going to be pretty good today. And our guest is Congressman Wally Herger. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. How are you?
We're wonderful, thank you. And we also would like to invite our chatters, KCNR1460.com, and callers 605-4567 to call Wally Herger's live with us on KCNR. Great, and welcome to the show.
Good to be with you.
Well, Congressman, it looks like the battles continue in Washington, D.C.
They do.
The latest on the economy, it seems like that people are really, it's unemployment's back up again more than they thought. The growth of our economy is down. Give us some, just one bright light here for the future.
Well, one bright light is that we have 87 new freshman members in the House of Representatives. We were able to fire Nancy Pelosi last year. Now we still don't have with the last election, we still don't have the Senate, we still don't have the President. But I'll tell you, we've changed the direction where every budget we've seen out of this administration, and actually back for a number of years, has been increasing our spending. This is the first budget we were able to pass out. Of course, it's not out of the Senate, not out of the House, but at least not passed completely. But we're now talking, instead of how much they're going to raise spending, to how much we're going to cut spending. So I think we're at least talking and working in at least one House of the Congress to begin turning things around.
Well, the cutting of spending is a big part. Part about taxing, is there going to be a raising of the taxes? It seems like this year, when on tax returns, a lot of people this is just anecdotal, but so many people I know all of a sudden have had to pay more than less this year in their taxes.
Well, and we have an administration. We have President Obama. We have Harry Reid. We have Nancy Pelosi. We have this group who's talking about raising taxes at a time when our economy is hurting. As you mentioned, all the reports that have come out again this week is that our economy is growing at a much lower rate than what had been projected. As a matter of fact, it's growing at a low enough rate where we're instead of gaining jobs, we're actually losing jobs. And we see what's happening with petroleum prices. Gasoline prices are skyrocketing. All of this is very bad news for the economy. It's very bad news for those who would like to go out and be hiring people. And we have to turn this around. And we've been out for 2 weeks on the Easter work recess. And I'll tell you, I'm sure all members of Congress are hearing what I'm hearing, and that is people have had it with Washington. They want to turn, that they are demanding that we turn things around, that we make major cuts, that we begin balancing our budget, begin paying off our debts. They do not want their taxes raised, and they want us to begin drilling for oil and developing our own petroleum so we don't have to be dependent on the Middle East for two-thirds of our petroleum being imported.
Well, you know, that's we've got to take a quick break here, Congressman. That's one of the first, I want to address that when we come back and be a little more specific about that. That, you know, we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars sending money to the Middle East that is unstable at the very best. That is, you know, whether if it's overtly or tacitly or it just, you know, just by accident is supporting groups that are not friendly to the United States. Says, what is the future? And we can address this when we get back, for actually taking charge of our energy demands. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our guest is Congressman Wally Herger, and the number is 530-605-4567. Join us after these messages.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes. I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane, or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Are you a movie buff, or do you just like movies like I do? If you do, join Don Shulman every Sunday from 11 to 12 right here on KCNR 1460. We'll be talking about your favorite movie, your least favorite movie, what's happening in the movie industry, what's releasing, what's going on, and hearing from you, the most important person, the critic. So join me, Don Shulman, every Sunday from 11 to 12 here on KCNR.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my two-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family-owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Threat Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
Talk psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Bott. Our guest is Congressman Wally Herger. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great to be with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I know that you don't have a lot of time here, but one of the things we talked about right before we left was oil exploration. Is there any chance that we're actually going to be able to take control of our own assets and start drilling?
Well, first of all, there's no reason at all, there isn't any excuse at all why we shouldn't already be doing that. It's only because of the administration, because of the pressure that radical environmental groups have put on different members and the support they give to particularly liberal members, Democrat members of Congress that do not allow us to develop our own petroleum sources. Carl, you and Linda are young people, but an old guy like me can remember 1973 when we had an oil embargo when Israel was fighting in the Middle East war, and the Arabs shut off all of our oil at that time. At that time, we were importing one-third of our oil. Well, guess what? Today, we're not importing one-third. We're importing, and I might mention that caused us to have shortages. It caused long lines at service stations. It put on us where we could only buy gas every other day, even numbered days, depending on what your license plate was. Well, today we're importing two-thirds, three times more than we were then. If they were to shut off our oil, if there was any hiccup at all in the Middle East where our oil were to be shut off, we wouldn't have oil at all. And we have to begin drilling. Our geologists have indicated that we have more than enough petroleum to last us 100 to 200 years without importing from anyone. With what we have in Anwar, off both coasts, our oil shale, but the only thing preventing us is the radical environmentalists and an administration that's not moving us forward with it.
Okay, you know, I know that there's talk about cutting back on oil company subsidies, that their oil companies are being subsidized by billions of dollars. Is that one of the plans, or is that happening?
Well, we need a whole new tax system. We right now are competing with Japan as having the highest tax system in the world. Companies are locating outside the United States where their taxes are maybe 10% lower on average, or 25% average in the rest of the world. We're 35% corporate rate here. We need to be looking at our entire tax program. I think so many of these subsidies that we're giving, not just oil companies, but that so many other companies, need to be eliminated in exchange for lowering down to at least not higher than a 25% average, and lower everyone's taxes. The Paul Ryan plan we'd have two rates. One would be 10% for lower income. The highest would be 25%. And you know, the part of the oil subsidies would be a part of that would be included.
Okay, we have a caller with a question. Sally, you're on live. In case you know, you have a question for the congressman.
It's regarding the debt ceiling, and I was wondering if Congressman Herger would support Senator Pat Toomey's legislation, the Full Faith and Credit Act, and he knows what this is, but just so your listeners know, it would ensure that the government doesn't default on its debt by requiring the Treasury to prioritize the payments on the debt in case the debt ceiling isn't raised. And I was wondering if Congressman Herger would support that legislation.
Sally, I do support that. As a matter of fact, there's also Senator Toomey, of course, is in the Senate. I'm in the House. I am a co-sponsor of the same legislation that's in the House that would do precisely that.
Okay, now I see that Tom McClintock is also supporting it in the House.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he is one of the principal co-sponsors of it.
Okay.
So
thank
I'm a
you so
co-sponsor
much for supporting
along
that.
With
I think
Congressman
that's the way
McClintock
to go. We need to draw a
in
line
the
in the sand here on this hill. This is the hill we need to die on. Hopefully we won't die on it.
We won't die, but we cannot continue deficit spending $1.6 trillion. By the way, a trillion is $1,000 billion. Remember when I never thought I'd refer to billions as being a small amount, but compared to a trillion, 42 cents out of every dollar we're spending at the federal level is borrowed money.
Well, when we
is not sustainable.
Ceiling,
we have got to get our
spending in line.
The money is still
coming
in.
If we just prioritize where it gets spent, I think that will help it go down.
I'm in complete agreement with you. We have to do like all of our listeners do, like you do, Sally, and our budgets, our home budgets. Many of us have had to cut back. People, particularly in the North State, even more so than the rest of the nation and even the rest of California, are experiencing much higher unemployment. We have people that are underemployed, people that are having their hours cut back. Businesses are completely shutting down. I had a lady in my office just this last week who was telling me how her hours were. She worked for the school district in Butte County. Her hours had been cut back, and I asked her what her economy, how her husband was doing. She said, "Well, he's in construction. He's in concrete laying. He's been almost put it there." Total budget is down 50%, their household budget. I mean,
wow.
if we have people living, constituents who are cutting back, it's for sure that Washington can learn to cut back.
Yeah. Hey, Sally, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Congressman, you still there? I just want to make sure.
Yes, I am.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here, Congressman, and we'll come back. I'd like to talk to you about, there's two questions that we have. I know we don't have a lot of time left. One is the what's being done, if anything, about the borders and illegal immigration, and also the Federal Reserve hinted about raising rates. So I want to discuss that when we come back. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Menu includes chef-carved Baron beef, baked chicken breast, omelet station, seafood arrangement featuring Dungeness crab, along with an array of desserts. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Adults $25, children 5 to 12 years $10, under 4 years eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play. $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game. $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall.
Super Bingo.
The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Better on the river.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we're your local Carrier heating and cooling experts, ready to install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. Right now, with federal tax credits, local utility rebates, and manufacturer rebates, your total savings could add up to $3,400. Call Timberline now for a complete, honest estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best part parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your family? Give Timberline a call for a price on a complete duct cleaning, keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air through your entire home or office. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, and we have the best warranty. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222. Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:24 in the morning on April the 29th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew supports our community. They have Espresso Joes for coffee. They have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And they do a lot for our community and our veterans. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Congressman Wally Herger. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks again, sir, for joining us here.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Mr. Bernanke from the Reserve, he hinted about raising rates and gold and silver at historic highs right now. Do you see any changes like that in the future?
Well, you know, I hate to say it like this, but I mean, there's only one direction that interest rates can go, and that's up. We are historically at some of the lowest interest rates that we have ever had, and they've been at this rate, at this level, for an extended period of time. And generally, when you see interest rates go up is when you begin to see inflation take place, and it's one way of holding down inflation. So, I mean, we're seeing what's happening with food prices, with what's happening with petroleum prices, and so I think sooner or later, I hate to say it's inevitable, but I'm afraid, particularly when the federal government is spending money like they are, I think those are the natural results of what we see, of the policies that we see taking place now in Washington and what's happening in the world today.
Well, we seem to be printing, I think it's, what is it, $100 million a month of new cash?
It's unbelievable what they're putting out in order to try to help this economy, and that's not what it needs. We need stability. We need to begin producing our own petroleum. We need to begin cutting spending. We do not have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. When we begin doing these things, and I think we're at least talking about them, at least we're fighting it. Now, we have the House. We don't have the Senate. We don't have the President, but at least we're fighting it, and we're getting strong support from the American public on the President, on the Senate, to go along with these trimming back to a sustainable level, our spending level, and that, I believe, will help bring confidence, will begin growing jobs, and that's really what we have to do, is begin growing jobs to get our economy going again.
I believe that's exactly true, if we can get something like that started. We've got, in this, yeah, we're going to try and reduce this one down to like 3 minutes until our next break, but illegal immigration and along the border, this constantly is a question to all of our elected representatives. Has anything been done to shut down that border? Has there been anything done?
Well, one thing is obvious, is what they've done isn't nearly enough. Now, what has been done, we have put in fencing along that. That's helped some. What it does is people just go to the part of the border where there aren't fences. I've been down to the border. I mean, that, boy, I'll tell you what an experience that is. Even where we have fencing down in San Diego, I went down there one evening, oh, about a year ago, and, boy, we watched them where they put ladders up on the fence, climb over the top, come down, and then the little four-wheelers, the Border Patrol take off after them, and, I mean, it's pretty bizarre, and that's where we have fencing. Obviously, what we're doing is not enough. We have some troops down there. Some of our state forces are down, but it's obvious that we have to do much, much more. There's less coming across now, but that's merely because the economy is so bad. There aren't jobs for those that are coming here. I mean, we're the most powerful nation, powerful military in the history of the world, and we can't enforce our own borders with Mexico. I mean, it's bizarre. We have to have the will in Washington to do it, and whatever it takes to do it, we need to do.
Well, the idea of going after businesses that hire illegals, I know that that's happened a couple of times, and the amount of consternation in the media and across in a lot of different areas was just horrendous. But yet, isn't that the way you're going to have to do it?
Well, we have to do all of the above. Now, there's also another problem. You get, of course, we're talking about businesses, but our district, just particularly just south of Shasta County, is one of the richest agricultural areas in the world. Walnuts, almonds, prunes, rice, and particularly the tree crops are, it requires workers to go out there and work them in the summer, temporary type work. There's many people who don't want to go out there in 110 degree weather, so we do need some kind of program that would, like we used to have. They used to call it the Brazil program up until I think about 1964, they did away with it, but we need some kind of program that will allow people to come in and do that farm work and then go back again. That's the way it used to be. Now, well, people come in illegally and then they stay here.
Well, that's, you know, that's a good idea, Congressman, because that from everything I read about that it did work. People were, you know, the people that hired them were required to take care of them. Now, we've only got like about 15 seconds before we have to take a break before the news. And we'll get back right after that. I know you can't stay very long. I hope we can get you on the other side for a few minutes.
Sure can.
Okay, that's great, sir. This is Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Join us after the news and our guest, Congressman Walker.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama is in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, looking at the damage from Wednesday's tornadoes.
The president signed a major disaster declaration last night, and yesterday he promised the federal government will do everything it can to help all of these states recover.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. More than 300 people were killed in six southern states. One tornado that hit Mississippi, now called an EF5, the nation's first since 1966. That means wind of more than 200 miles an hour.
To see these images and equate that with nature is a very difficult thing to do.
Greg Carbon of the National Storm Prediction Center. Prince William and the former Kate Middleton had their royal wedding today.
The Abbey bells are still ringing out. Police helicopters are still overhead. But it is all now over. The hundreds of thousands of well-wishers heading home, happy to have seen the royal couple and happy to have seen the pageantry.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin in London. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Whether you own a home, apartment building, or business, it is important to ensure that you keep your landscaping up to date to avoid soil erosion and having to replace grass, shrubs, and trees. Action Property Maintenance can help you. Action Property Maintenance handles building maintenance, landscaping, parking lot sweeping, house painting, complete yard maintenance, and much more. For outstanding professional maintenance above the rest, call Action Property Maintenance at 209-3363 or 276-3805. Providing great service and taking pride in results is more than just words, it's what they do. Contact Action Property Maintenance today for a free estimate at 209-3363 or 276-3805.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 8:34 in the morning, April the 29th. And our guest is Congressman Wally Herger. And thanks a lot, Congressman, for joining us.
Thank you, Carl. Good to be with you.
Congressman, we've got you for like five more minutes here. It seems like, you know, we start talking about the Middle East and we're into this Libya adventure. Is this something that looks like it could be expanded? We see Senator McCain talking about giving arms to the rebels, more assistance and all that.
You know, this is pretty bizarre. We have a president who seems to be always behind the eight ball. He seems to be slow on his decisions, and he's, I mean, it's unbelievable. I have no idea what we're doing over there. As someone mentioned, I think it was Carl Krauthammer said, he's leading from behind. I don't know what we're doing. That is an incredibly risky area of the world. We have no idea what these people are going to do who take over there. We don't know whether they're on our side, the other side, what's going on. This is the type of thing that we know could go on for an extended period of time. I'm very concerned.
And then when I see the what's going on in Syria, and it seems like that's starting to ramp up too. I just feel like is there a clear cut policy of what we're going to do in Libya, and is this, and I'm just not getting that, you know, warm and fuzzy. When I see, I see two or three different ideas, and I see us first not getting into it, then getting into it, then kind of pulling back, and then people saying, "Oh no, we've got to help overthrow Gaddafi." It just is. It seems like who's in charge here?
Well, I think you've summed it up. I mean, you'd think if we were going to get into it, we would have got into it earlier on, and when we might have stopped this and ended this early on. Again, the president just seems to be way behind on what he does. He seems to be learning on the job. Evidently a very bright person who just has very little life experience, and it's kind of tragic to have him learning at the expense of American lives and America and our country.
Well, it's a I equate it to a brand new second lieutenant that goes into combat. If he lives long enough and there's enough of us left, it might work. The changes from and bringing in General David Petraeus to be the head of the CIA and moving the CIA down to be Department of Defense. What do you think of that?
Well, actually, I think we have Leon Panetta is someone who I actually served with in the House, and for a Democrat, I think he actually is he's one of the president's best picks that he has there. He's a good man. I think he did a good job at the CIA. And of course, we know Our general, he's just done an outstanding job, both in Iraq and in Afghanistan. So I'd have to give the president good marks at least on these two picks.
Okay. Okay, we've just got like a couple minutes left, Congressman. Leave us with a bright thought here, can you, about our future?
I can. I mean, this is America. This is a country that during World War II, when Germany had all of Europe and North Africa, and the Japanese had taken over the South Pacific and knocked out our Pacific Fleet, we came back and won. We can do this, and we have to get our spending under control. We can do that. The good news is we have the petroleum here in this country to develop it. All we have to need is the will from our administration to do that, and we have some incredibly outstanding 87 new freshman members of the House of Representatives that think like we do. And so I think if we keep the pressure on, we're going to turn things around.
Great. Okay, one last question from our chat room was H.R. 822 concerning the gun legislation for reciprocity throughout the U.S. I guess that's carrying concealed. Have you heard that one?
I am a big Second Amendment right, so I'm not familiar with that, but anything that is strong for our right to hold and bear arms, I'm a supporter of.
Okay. Well, that's, you know what? That's good enough. And I think that will answer the question. By the way, they like your updated emails.
So, I'm happy to hear that.
Okay.
Thank you, Congressman Herger, and we're going to take a break. Thank you so much for being with us on the air here, and we are happy to have you on KCNR 1460. Have a fabulous weekend, and we've got to take a break here. And, again, you've been listening to Wally Herger, and we're always taking your emails and chatting on KCNR 1460.
Thanks again, Congressman.
Fancy is as fancy does. Village Maps of America presents An Evening with Merle Haggard, An Elegant Affair, May 5th, 2011, at the historic Red Bluff State Theater. This amazing opera house will carry the legendary country singer's voice to new heights. This show is a once-in-a-lifetime event. Be sure to get your tickets now. A live auction will precede the Merle Haggard Show. Get your tickets in Reading at Tobacco and Brew or Enjoy Magazine, or in Red Bluff at Crossroads Feed and Supply or Sparrow Fine Arts. See you there, and remember, fancy is as fancy does.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
So, Chris, May 10th, we're going to Cattleman's for the Second Tuesday Club.
Hey, I can ride my horse.
No, they took the hitching post out of the parking lot.
Ah, shucks.
Please join us and other Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, May 10th at Cattleman's. Your support will allow Haven Humane Society to continue to provide shelter and homes to the hundreds of unwanted and abused pets. Cattleman's kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society.
I guess you can bring your cows, but don't bring any horses. There's no hitching post.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460 here, Free Fire Radio, on this Friday. Oh, many of you are just going to take this day and think that, well, it's the royal wedding day. But it really is the 28th of April for us for some people who aren't really watching that, but I swear it seems like in the news and the world, that's what it is. Today in Shasta County, today, 69, beautiful sunny day with a clear tonight of low of 44. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Now, we have some special guests that are here that we were over at KLXR, our sister station, and we said, come on over here and talk to us. Tell us what's going on. But before we go there, I want to take just a moment for the first caller that calls 605-4567. I've got two tickets to give away for tomorrow's fashion show. That's a $26 value. You can join my table, my On the Spot with Linda Bott table. It's a Maritime Seafood Grill. It's a fashion luncheon. The first caller will get to sit and have wonderful wine and lunch and see some incredible fashions from the Elegant Soul. First caller, 605-4567. You get those two tickets, and our producer here, Bob, will take your name and your number, and I'll call you after the show, and we'll do that. Right now in the studio, I want to introduce you to Betty Cunningham, who is with the Shasta County Chemical People, and Captain Terry Flavin. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Flavin.
Jerry Flavin.
Oh, it is Flavin.
It is Flavin.
Oh, it's me.
Flavin Flavor. Flavor of the month, Flavin.
I can't read my F's.
I know. Well, welcome to the program. And you tell us what this is about, Sober Grad.
That's correct.
Okay, so tell us what's going on.
Well, Shasta County Chemical People, along with Highway Patrol, is the sponsoring agencies for the Shasta County Sober Grad. And every year, many people get together and do a fundraising campaign to support that year's Sober Grad. So it's the 2011 Sober Grad, and we're just completing that campaign. And we had a drawing next door for the membership winners, and then the schools will all get together and put on their Sober Grad celebrations, help keep our kids safe on their graduation nights.
Well, that's cool. We did a certificate. We bought a certificate with another Sober Grad, and we're all about that. I think it's so wonderful how you get behind fundraising for kids to have a safe environment. Who won?
Well, actually, we have three prizes. The third prize is $250, and that was won by Foothill Distributing. The second prize was $500, and that was actually won by the Fall River Boosters Club, which is kind of cool. And then the first prize of $1,000 was run by two businesses that went together, Auto Lube and Good Time Pizza.
Oh, congratulations. Wonderful. Local business. Local, stay local. Captain Flavin, very good. So, and you're all dressed up in your wonderful, I love it. You know, there's something about a man in a uniform. You're looking great. So, how much are the cops involved and the sheriffs involved and the officers involved with this kind of evening?
We're very much involved, right from helping out with the committee meetings right down to we'll have off-duty officers at the events themselves. As I was talking to Betty, we have, you know, we're all part of the community too, and we all have kids in high school, and so you know, my 51 officers out of that group, there's going to be several that'll be at the various events at the 11 different high schools, and so yeah, we've been very much involved in this program right from the start, and I have to Betty's kind of humble, but she's been in this for 19 years. She started out with this program, and so
just means I'm old.
She's a hero.
It means you're committed.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
There are statistics that show since this started that the number of accidents and injuries have dropped dramatically.
Correct.
Is that correct?
There have been no fatal crashes in any Sober Grad night since the program started. So we're very proud of that.
Absolutely.
And we couldn't do it without the support of the community.
Saving lives.
Well, I've said this before, but when I was a senior in high school, you know, it was a few years ago, that's what they did at our high school. They took our graduating class, and it was kind of a voluntary type thing, but most of the graduating class went down to the YMCA, where they had bands playing, you were swimming, and that. And you went in there, you didn't leave.
That's these Sober Grad celebrations are lock-ins. You go, you stay. If you leave, you don't come back.
Right.
And so they are celebrated at YMCA. They're celebrated at Elks Club. They're celebrated on their campuses themselves all over the county. The 11 high schools range from private and continuation high schools to the public high schools all the way up to Bernie and Fall River. So
Well, congratulations, because when you make it fun and interesting and exciting, the kids get involved. Why do they want to be out? And know that as they're graduating, one wrong move can affect the rest of your life. And it could be a fatal. It could be where you're driving and the person next to you can be killed just from a stupid one too drink too many. So congratulations on really making it a fun event, making it for the community to get involved, and again for those three businesses, and not only the three but so many that came forth to make it so that, that you can have the Sober Grad Nights. And let us know here whenever anything that we can do for KCNR and our loyal listeners can be informed on how we can be out there mindful of Sober Grad Nights.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. And if anybody out there wants to participate in a Sober Grad for the high school closest to them, or they have kids, just call the high school. They'll give them the contact, and they too can spend all night with their Sober Grads and with their kids.
I bet you that's a fun experience. Bring your pillow and your sleeping bag.
Oh, no pillows, no sleeping bags. No one sleeps. No one sleeps. You eat the kids. The prizes that the young people get are amazing. I mean, they get a lot of valuable things that they can carry on into their future, like microwaves and TVs and things like that. But lots of prizes, lots of activities going on. There is no sleeping.
I was a senior in high school, and I couldn't wait to have my parents be there with me all night on a grad night.
That's why I'm putting the plea out for the community.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Betty Cunningham, and thank you, Captain Terry Flavin. We appreciate it so much for all that you do for our community.
And Captain, we're going to have you back on, and we're going to be talking Highway Patrol stuff here. And he has agreed to be on our show, as has the sheriff and the chief of police here in town, on a regular basis, so we can start talking about what's going on in the world of the Highway Patrol and kind of a little bit larger area here that you can give us some insight on.
Yeah, I love it. I have a minute?
Sure.
Plug, May is Peace Officers Memorial Month, and we have the Peace Officers Memorial in Shasta County is May 5th. Anybody that has not seen it or has seen it should come down to the courthouse and check it out.
It's
usually noon.
Okay.
And it's a very moving ceremony. We have lost several officers in this community. So
that'll be at the Shasta County Courthouse at noon on Wednesday, May 5th.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we will talk about that one before it goes too. And that's open, of course, to the public, and
Absolutely.
Everybody can come down.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a break here. Thank you so much. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
You can count on it.
Summertime in Redding is hot.
It's not too early to think about cool places to hang out, and the coolest place in Redding is Waterworks Park.
Early Bird Waterworks Park season passes are on sale now. Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and 50% off the special event prices.
Purchase your annual season pass now for only $44.95 and save $10 off the regular season pass price.
That comes out to less than 42 cents a day for a full summer of wet and wild summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Get wet. Get away, there's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Order your early bird season pass now at great preseason savings.
Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park to order in person.
Waterworks Park, ready!
And you'll have fun, fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
You can save your business money by paying less for postage. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Outsource your mailings to the experts at NorCal Presort to save time and save money. Think about it. Is that postage equipment sitting in your office making you money? The answer is no. Realistically, you pay a lease, you pay maintenance and ink, you pay labor, you pay full price for the postage, all in advance. How is that saving you money? Get rid of the postage machines and bring your mail to NorCal Presort. NorCal Presort takes the frustration and hassle out of your business mailings. Mailing costs are an increasing monthly expense, but we know how to save you time and money in first class and with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial Street, just off Hilltop, or call 221-6895. Save time and money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Call us. 221-6895.
He drove his car to the shop,
slammed on the brakes and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Well, I won't back down. No,
well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot. April the 29th, hey, it's getting to be May. May 1st is on Monday. And this portion of the show...
Sunday.
That's what I meant. Sunday. Yeah, I know. You know, I've just, you know what, when you work every day, sometimes it does get a little bit long. Hey, but this portion of the show, speaking of working and getting ready for the weekend, with all these things that Linda's going to talk about in a minute, is that, you know, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, give great haircuts, great prices. They give discounts to veterans. They, you know, you walk in there, you feel welcome. There's a lot of, you know, you can sit down and talk to everybody else that's in there. It's got, you know, heads on the walls. It's got it all. And you know what else, gents? It's man's last stronghold. You're not going to get your hair blown drying. It's not going to be doing styling. It's just a haircut, and they give great haircuts. Again, Cypress Square Barbershop, right here on Athens Avenue.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. It's been we've had a new board. We've got a new engineer sitting in for us today. The guy's been reading the news, Bob Martin. Thanks so much. We really appreciate our chatters. We've got a lot of different things that are going to be. We're going to be launching this coming up in May. When we look at it, we're going to be actually next week. There we go. We're in the month of May. Congratulations, Mike. I'll be calling you after the show. You won those 2 tickets for tomorrow's fashion show.
And this is going to be a hell of a fashion show.
It's going to be fantastic. Elegant Soul is going to be inside of Maritime. We have six models. Each girl is modeling 7 outfits. I get to model. I tried on a bunch of stuff yesterday. Phenomenal, fashion forward, great things. I mean, great things that you can wear in Reading too. You know, we have a tendency to be more of a casual, kind of casually minded here, but we also know that there's black tie events and things that we attend. So we really have a cross section of things that we can do here in Reading, and the clothing tomorrow is going to be spectacular. Tomorrow night, Lou White again is at in Salmo Vineyards with the Lou White Band, and there's another event going on as well, which is the Reading Rodeo's Auxiliary Women's Fashion Show, which are going to be showing all Western spectacular fashion attire tomorrow night. There's lots of entertainment going on, and also May 1st, North Star Sessions and the Mule Town will be at Vintage Wine Bar. And they were on last night with their new single on my show, On the Spot with Linda Bott. So Monday
we're going to be off because, as we talked about, when you know about getting your eyes checked, it's a real good idea. And in this case, we found a problem in Linda's eye, a torn retina, and so we're getting that fixed on Monday. So we'll have Trish Clark here is going to be, along with Enjoy Magazine, the Fur Ball, and many other little guests that's going on. Now tomorrow night, or tomorrow also at 5:30, is the CVAC, Shasta County Veterans group, that is also having their dinner starting at 5:30.
The Veterans Appreciation
Evening. And it's what it does. It's honoring those that have assisted our veterans the most this year, and it's to honor them. And the nominees are, and so I don't forget, but Julie Clausen and Charlie Thompson and Fred Salante. You know, all three of them have done so much for veterans. And then the groups are the committee for the IGO National Cemetery, or State Cemetery, and Veterans Cemetery. And also the Sons of Italy, who are everywhere.
Love them.
You know, you think, well, Sons of Italy, I mean, what are they in this? Because they provide meals at their own cost to so many veterans events.
So we're spending our Friday.
The whole weekend's going
to
be full.
We're spending these last few minutes to kind of, you know, throw our gratitude out there. And also, you know, we are going to be in the midst. Carl is doing Dancing with the Stars for the Shasta Women's Refuge on July 9th. So we are going to be doing fundraisers. We'll be announcing those. Which fundraisers, what nights, what we're, I think you've got putting together a motorcycle run, which will be like a poker run. That will be one of the fundraisers.
We'll be announcing that one soon because it'll be like a Saturday or Sunday, and it's going to be, it's going to be a run, but ends up with a barbecue and maybe some music. At a very reasonable price, we're going to get businesses to back this, too.
So we want you to mark your calendar. Forget every every weekend in May is a big special deal. May 7th, of course, is the Furball. May 14th is the event down at the Anderson. And you'll see it in Enjoy Magazine this month. It's where art meets the veterans, and these are fabulous projects that local artists here are going to be doing in the Veterans Administration Building. And we're so excited about launching that, being a part of that, and that event will be down talking about the art, showing the art, renderings of the art, and of course there'll be Joe Catania and myself doing music with a 22-piece choir and a very patriotic evening on May 14th down at the Anderson. And those tickets will be for sale at the door, which is great.
Anderson VFW.
Yes.
Also, rodeo is coming up. And, you know, we've been fortunate. We just got the word is that the United States Marine Color Guard, Mounted Color Guard, is going to join us.
And this is the first time in history.
First time they've come up here.
In Reading,
and they bring up their horses, and I tell you what, they are a great bunch, and it is a very, very, it's a very patriotic display that they put on.
They'll be in the rodeo.
That's right, they're going to be in
the
parade and the rodeo, and they're going to be up here on that Thursday. They'll be there for that pancake breakfast. We can get have people meet them.
That's fantastic. And we'll be out there, of course, live, doing a live remote, and we want you to stop by and see us. But, you know, Carl, that's so cool. You and Gordon worked really hard at trying to get these guys to come up. The town, it's Reading, it's really the mayor, everybody's rallying around these guys. And they said, you know what, we're coming up. And so we just want you all to realize that, you know, great things can happen. You get behind, a community gets behind something, and now we've got the Mounted Color Guard from the Marine Corps. That's really a spectacular
thing.
It
is, because they do go all the United States, or at the White House, or everywhere. But they decided they wanted to come to Reading because Reading is the kind of place that they know that they're going to be appreciated and that they'll appreciate. So just remember, you know, it's Carl and Linda Bott. It's been a good week. Next week, we've got a bunch of great guests, too. We're getting ready for, you know, we're rolling into spring. We're rolling into all the fireworks here with everything. So just remember, it's a good guys against a bad guy.